Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 31st, 2017. Today is Friday in the fourth week of Lent. Hear these verses from Psalm 102. Lord, hear my prayer and let my cry come before you. Hide not your face from me in the day of my trouble. Incline your ear to me. When I call, make haste to answer me. For my days drift away like smoke, and my bones are hot as burning coals. My heart is smitten like grass and withered, so that I forget to eat my bread. Because of the voice of my groaning, I am but skin and bones. I have become like a vulture in the wilderness, like an owl among the ruins. For I have eaten ashes for bread and mingled my drink with weeping. My days pass away like a shadow, and I wither like the grass. But you, O Lord, endure forever, and your name from age to age. This is a spirituality far removed from the happy, clappy, think good thoughts spirituality. This is a spirituality grounded in the realities of mortality, the realities of living and dying. As I've mentioned before, the psalmist's joys are ecstatic, and the psalmist laments and descriptions of being on the backside of joy are equally full and poignant with human emotion. As I read today's psalm, I couldn't help but think of all of the people in the course of my life as an ordained person and all of the people in my family who, through the years, I've journeyed with as they have made their walk from this life to the next. I particularly remember one parishioner in a parish I served in Virginia, who was wasting away because of the terminal disease that he had. And when I would go visit him, he would always want me to read the Psalms. And he always wanted particularly to hear these words that I've just read from Psalm 102. He said to me one day, "You know, nobody tells you dying will be so hard on you." He had already made peace with the coming to end of his life, and he was ready to make that transition, but the body has a way of doing its processes on its own time. And my parishioner felt that the psalmist in Psalm 102 really captured the distress. My parishioner was not asking for God to hear his cry and somehow miraculously heal him. He was asking for God to hear his cry that he might be safely moved from this world to the next. That's an honesty and a reality and a gritty sort of spirituality that gets lost, I think, in our world of denial about sickness and death, in our world where we think that if we're real, if we grumble, if we complain, if we accurately describe our pain, that somehow we're not being positive enough. And as dark as Psalm 102 may appear to those of us who are used to a little bit more lightness of being in our prayer, the psalmist, for all of his descriptions about the difficulties of his life, is at the same time faithful about God's faithfulness. Think about how he wraps up the prayer. "But you, O Lord, endure forever, and your name from age to age." in the midst of human suffering, in the midst of human tragedy, in the midst of all that can go amiss in the world, God's name, God's presence, God's faithfulness endures from age to age. Thanks be to God for a faith that does not need a happy ending so much as a faithful one. Let us pray. O God, the source of all health, so fill our hearts with faith in your love that with calm expectancy we may make room for your power to be present within us and gracefully accept your will. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.